Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Ascension Thursday, and from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Let the Spirit Lead.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. When family and friends who are sick live at a distance, one often wonders if what you heard was the truth of how they really are. The 11 disciples were mostly at a safe distance from the crucifixion and burial, with the exception of John. While they heard from other disciples who saw Jesus, like Thomas, they doubted until they saw. So when Jesus orders them to go to the mountain, some are a bit skeptical and wondering, was resurrection real? When they saw Jesus, the Gospels say they worshipped, but some doubted. Resurrection was a concept, not a reality for most of them until Jesus spoke. What about us? What do we believe about resurrection from the dead? Sometimes it's only our experience of having come to new life out of impossible circumstances that enables us to believe that resurrection is possible. Last week, I broke my wrist, and part of me wonders as I prepare to see the doctor if under this large splint, the pain is one of healing and not bad news. Jesus spoke with authority and has healed, driven out demons, and now tells us to go make disciples of all nations. This was not anything less than a command to share the good news we experience, not just to Jews, but to all the earth, Gentiles as well. Imperfect believers, we are sent as well to make disciples, not converts, but those who are willing to risk their lives and their very selves on the gospel. The disciples were to baptize into the fullness of the Trinity, into the fullness of God's love. All were to teach what Jesus had commanded them. His greatest commandment was to love one another as he loved them. And as Jesus promised, he would be with them always. And we have to try and believe even when hope seems impossible. Today's gospel challenges us to recognize the God who is with us by our baptism. It calls us to recognize God in all creation and even in those we don't like. As a broken wrist led me to realize I can't do things alone, from cutting meat to some ordinary tasks, we're not alone as we follow the call of the Spirit. We are called to love and trust in the God who created us, in Jesus who redeemed us, and to allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit, who will lead us to new places and new ways of sharing the God we know. Can we listen and wait for the Spirit to lead us? What is the power and presence of God in your life? How will you share that today?